ass man paying $1,000 to take a Dragon Ball Fusion picture with this nigga, bro. What do your mom think of you, dog? Like, what type of nigga is you, bro?
Talk Your Talk Podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Jalen.
I'm Sal.
And I'm Dead.
We need y'all to like, comment, and subscribe, man, and lock in with us on this journey. This podcast, we gonna be extra, extra blunt, bro, so we don't get no fuck what a nigga talk about. You feel me? So, we talking about whatever and anything. If a nigga got a problem, this is a Talk Your Talk podcast.
We still gonna drop the content.
To it.
Let them know.
We still gonna drop the content.
Let them niggas know. And we got a couple topics we wanna get. It's a couple topics we wanna talk about.
Plus talking about Aunt Edwards, bro, with his baby moms, bro.
Oh, man.
Y'all heard about that?
I heard about it. The baby mama drama, man.
I heard about it.
He said he don't want to be in his child life. He want to pay the $1 million up front.
The $2 million up front.
But that sounds like some pro shit, though. I'm not going to lie. Some of this, you do when you knock a girl up, you in the lead, and you just knock her. You talking about, man, I just want to sit there, make the money. Yeah, you can do you. But that sound like some.
So them that whole $2 million is from when she first born to she 18.
Yeah, to the kid, $2 million.
That nigga be fucking around.
But he basically saying he on the type shit like, I don't want to see the kid, I don't want to know the kid, nothing. I'ma pay this money and leave it at that.
But that sound like a trap, like girl. Then he got trapped. Then like I don't really know
who her baby dad is.
Her first one.
The first baby dad is Lil Baby.
Oh, I thought they said that was Cheeky baby mama.
I know. I think it was Lil
Baby. Oh, yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah, it's Lil Baby baby mom. And I think they said she was like 28 and Lil Baby was like 19 or something crazy.
No.
Don't, not 100% accurate, but something like around them numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AE, he what, 23 now? 23.
Yeah, she's like, so young too, man. Yeah, that's the thing about, man. I don't know. I guess when you got them figures like that, man, you don't be really thinking too much, man. I can't really.
Brain cooked.
That's tough. $2 million though.
He did the right thing though, cause shit. If it sounded like to me, he didn't want that kid. So, but
that's again. He made it personal. Like, man, I don't want that kid being my life. I don't know, man. That's tough though.
I don't think it was the kid. I per se think it was the lady. The
She was she's 38 though, like
that's tough, man.
Why? I don't know. It's like I feel like these like NBA players and rap, like y'all know these women. That's all they want. They want the bread. They trying to get to it, bro.
Damn. So when the kid, she 38. So when the kid turns 18, how old is she gonna be like?
I don't know. You see what you saw? I told everything off. Like it's like it don't be no match, man. Like by the time you older, my baby, I'm still gonna be in my prime, man. Like she gonna be the kid gonna turn grown. You gonna be the only one old, man. Like it's gonna be bad. Like I don't know, man. It's just that's the world. No, I don't know.
For $2 million though. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about that $2 million.
$2 million. Shit.
Hey, I see it works. It works. She get hurt, man. Shit. I don't care.
$2 million, man.
Nigga, that shit worked, nigga. That shit. He said
she hit a lick.
He said he wasn't gonna try to pay that shit monthly. So he said he might as well just get all this shit out the way now so he can live his life, cause he already got like what?
He got like five kids.
He got four.
I thought he had three.
It's a lot.
They say he only
five kids.
It's up there. Yeah, they say he only 3 to 5, bro.
Yeah, they say he only claimed the one that he had with a baby mama.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the only one he claimed.
I ain't even know he did little baby mommy. Yeah. Like that's crazy. Yeah.
I heard he didn't fuck with I think it was little baby mama and Chief Keef baby mama, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Something like that.
He getting that bag. He getting
did he get his mask yet? He already got this his mask contract?
Yeah. I think he just signed that recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
$2 million though for him, that's not nothing, bro. He gonna make that easy.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. That's not nothing.
He gonna make that back in like a couple games.
He's
gonna make that shit back in
like a couple
games.
I'm trying to see though. So like, but she's 38, he's 23. Ain't that, is that not weird though? Like,
it is.
That age gap is so crazy.
It's the age gap. Like, it's not gonna work with no kid. Yeah, like, y'all can be messing around, but just a kid, it just throw everything off. It'd literally get like that.
It'd be real different if
how this gonna work. Like, when you get, oh, like, you gotta understand, like, everybody, like, you still be in your prime. The kid will be just turning grown. Like, you the only one that's gonna be old as hell. And, like, what we gonna do, man? The kid gonna be looking like, man, hey.
Like, mom, can we go to work, mom?
Hey, well, yeah.
She on the cane and shit. She can't even.
Not the cane, bro.
For real, though. Like, it's like, don't know. That shit is crazy, to me, bro. But she hit a lick though, really.
She definitely hit a lick.
She hit a little baby with one, then fucking AE for another.
I know baby wasn't going for none of that shit.
No, I'm pretty sure he on child support too. This her bag.
Man, this is her, with sales. That's, I ain't gonna lie, man.
This her bag, like, for like her, like these, like licks. Like she, like, hitting licks on niggas, like, getting to
and she
it.
Just,
like,
and she just made, she just made another video clapping back at people. Saying
she calling
motherfuckers broke because she talking about some everybody's calling her a gold digger. So she made like another comeback video. She talking about some all the other females they gold digging for poverty or some shit like that. Y'all only fuck with broke niggas. That's what she trying to say to other females. But
you see how they be trying to sit there and get it twisted up. Yeah. Like, it don't matter. We know what you doing, man. It don't matter. You bring somebody else in it, bro. Everything y'all doing, man, it's clear as day.
It's clear.
Y'all,
it's
just trying to get
clear.
The bag, man.
It's real, like, clear trying to get the
just
bag.
Just be 100 with it, bro. That's our thing. Like, man, we said over, like, saying bring other people in, like, people doing, you doing the same thing, man.
You doing the same exact shit.
So it's just like, damn, though. That kid, she ain't gonna have no dad. She gonna know her dad is, but like, not gonna have. He not gonna be in the, cause that nigga, he like, he's standing on business. Standing, like, I'm gonna pay that money, and I ain't fucking with that kid. It is what it is.
He said this $2 million is for the whole 18 years. Don't say shit to me.
Yeah, get the fuck out my face, basically.
That's crazy though. I did not know that. And you said little baby mama, like baby mama, like that's crazy. Like this, that's every world.
Yeah, that's her. But I don't know why all the famous niggas. That's another type. Why do all the famous niggas fuck the same girl?
I don't know why. That's another thing. Bro, that's
I thought I was tripping on that.
So what do you call them? So do you call them like the people that fucked all the same females? Do you call them like industry females?
Yeah. That's basically what they is. It's like why, like, every single famous person pass around the same girls? I get like y'all around them, but like, I wouldn't even want the same girl. Yeah. Everybody hitting on. Yeah, she got a baby. Like, that's too much.
That's too much, bro.
Yeah,
dude,
I agree. Like,
and it's gonna start some type of controversy, and you gonna try to. I don't know, man. It's just,
then you already got the meat. That's what I'm saying. When you going celebrity life, you already got the media behind you, man. Everybody looking for it, like, hey, man, what's the name? Mess with who? And this, what's the name, baby dad or baby mama? Like, it's already triggered, man. That's so this is like a thing, dude.
That shit is triggering, bro. For real.
Damn, AE.
Speaking of little baby, though, y'all heard about that Rico coming? You right here, bro.
Once they got Thug and he got back from off his little case or whatever, they trying to say baby getting hit with a diamond next. That's what
they're saying. Atlanta is just hot as hell right now. Like, they trying to hit everybody. They said it came from Lil Baby shot a video in somebody hood or something, and like the ops hood. So
talking about the ops hood.
They said a kid ended up getting shot.
Said a kid got shot, and basically like the DA and all that, they trying to put that on his hands, saying he involved on the neck. That's so why they got on to got
so
on.
So basically bringing up some shit from the past.
No, it's not. I don't think it's that long ago. Like, not that long ago.
But that's what mostly be too, though, man.
Yeah. He just shot that video. So he beefing with a group called OME or some shit, some bullshit like that. I ain't gonna say no bullshit. I ain't want no smoke with y'all boys. I swear, I promise. I'm good.
But
they just had in court. I guess they arrested some OME members, and they just had on the videotape where the dude said, man, they got money on these folks' head. I guess they was talking about baby. But the person that was doing it, she was trying to stay. The person that was actually trying to prosecute, like, Lil Baby and shit, she was trying to stay low key. But I ended up putting the camera on, and they ended up finding out who she was. Thug got to talking crazy to her. You know how he get, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's why they're trying to drop his. They were trying to provoke his probation, but they can't do that shit.
I seen it. They said they didn't do it though. Like, that's crazy though.
They can't provoke that nigga probation, bro. That nigga was in jail fighting that case for what? Two years, three years.
That's what it felt like.
Sound like me. The industry's just crumbling, man. Everybody's just getting died. People coming out. It's funny as hell though. Like, I don't know. Like, some shit you can't really explain. You just seeing it on like social media, and she be like, man, what the fuck? Like, since when? Though? Since like, when, you know what I'm saying? Bro. Like, I don't know. It's a celebrity, like.
This shit all started with fucking Diddy, bro.
Diddy. hey, Frosty Flakes, man.
This shit all started with that nigga, crazy, bro. Dog. It's literally all started with that nigga, bro.
Yeah, all the rappers gone, bro. Who, man, it's looking bad.
Yeah, looking bad. Who we listening to this? You know, like, everybody. Hey, look, young boy just getting out. That's what I'm saying.
Young boy just getting out, but he's still on probation for what? They say he on probation for how long?
A long time.
A long ass time, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he just got off the fence. So
who we about to be listening to in a minute, bro? Like,
Underground.
About to put our shit on.
I'm about to drop some EPs.
Right. Bro, like, we ain't going to have nobody to listen to, bro.
Crumbling, man.
Niggas got to drop EPs, bro, because at this point. It's about to be a drought for rappers, gang. At this point,
I don't know none of these new niggas for real.
Everybody just dropping something. They say, "Oh no, none of these motherfuckers." Everybody just dropping something, man.
I be feeling old as hell trying to listen to these niggas. Like, damn, who is that? He got how many bodies? How many?
Oh yeah, that's another thing too, though.
That's another thing too.
Why is?
And ain't the music ain't dropping if you ain't got nobody's dropping with it. So
yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I guess that's just the like. I don't know. You gotta throw bodies in there, like, man. Look, man, I got a whole chain of bodies, man.
Nigga gotta go.
I'm a rapper to make it sound good, like, man. A nigga had
to go get 20 hats from Lids. bro, to be a rapper, bro. And that's just how the generation. That's how our generation is now. So wait, what is we generation? What Z or some shit like that?
No, we not Z.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just too many of them, man. Like, they just made the new one, Gen Alpha.
Yeah, Gen Alpha. I think that's the one.
Hey, man, who's making these names up?
Yeah, Gen. I think we Gen Z and Gen Alpha is the ones under us, the younger motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what.
No, we Millennium, bro. We 2000.
Yeah, we 2000. So who? So them
Gen Z's is the ones that's under us.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm not mistaken. I don't know, man. It's just too many names, bro. Yeah. I want to find out who making the damn names. That's my name.
Like Gen Alpha.
Like, man, who made that up, man? That's like a robot. You got like a robot name.
they got that shit mixed up for real. Cause I don't know. Cause wasn't Generation X like 19?
No, what was
Generation X? I think that was like 19. Had to be.
All I know is Baby Boomers and the Millennials.
I think the Baby Boomers.
That's like the 80s,
yeah,
right?
Baby Boomers is the 60s.
Oh, 60s.
Yeah, 60s.
That's crazy.
The Silent Generation, like that shit. Like, I don't miss too many names, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah, these rap niggas sick, bro. It's just too much going on, bro.
Speaking of rappers.
It is, man, for real.
Speaking of rappers, what's up with rappers self-snitching, bro?
Oh, my God, bro. Hey, y'all seen that L.A. J?
Yeah, hey, I seen that.
Bro, them YouTube niggas in L.A. and No Jumper, bro, they basically telling crimes they doing on podcasts. Like, bro, and then they getting caught up, like, dog.
Then I'm hearing niggas lying about their cases.
Yeah, they said,
bro. I think it's all of them. I'm trying to tell you, man. Motherfuckers say anything just for some tension, bro. This shit get twisted, though.
You gotta
think what we said. Like, it just be a lot of shit niggas just be saying, just be heard. Like, bro, do that make sense, bro? You gotta understand, like, we gonna sit there and think about it. Like, do it make sense, bro? Like, that don't make no sense.
It's like the gang unit from each state is cracking down on this shit. So, like, they getting the 60s out of here. They trying to get Baby out here. They trying to get all these niggas out of here just so I don't know what the fuck Big U done did. I don't know what this name said.
Eugene, man, that nigga crazy.
This nigga,
bro.
Big Eugene, bro. I don't know what the fuck this nigga got going on, bro. But you making No Jumper go broke, bro.
I'm like, bro, but I'm like, they really going on camera in front of this white man camera. For him to get this nigga paid, he probably paying them pennies for real. Like, come on, bro. Going to jail for free, basically. Bro. Like, come on with that.
We done seen all of these interviews.
That's what I'm saying. That don't make sense. Like, that's self-explanatory. Like, you go in front of a camera and you get to explain this shit. Like, you think motherfuckers not going to sit there and just take, like, come on.
And this nigga, like, Adam 22, he asked the most. Like, I ain't even gonna call him federal. I'm talking about them bitches gonna land you in prison. The shit the nigga asked you, bro, the shit damn near lands you in prison at this point.
He ain't lying, though. Yeah, Adam, he obviously sitting there looking at me. I'm like, man, you fast, bro. Man. Like, you just asking quick like this, like Cell said, though. Like, man, this is what they want. Like, they want you, Sarah, to come tell your hoe some dirt, bro, just for some pennies, though. Like,
he just did an interview with the young niggas from Chicago, Screwly and Q50. This nigga, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't fuck with Adam, bro. If I was ever to be a rapper or something coming up, his podcast is a no go, bro.
I don't know, man. His shit just get a red flash, man. You'll probably have to go.
You got to just be smart with it, though, for real. Like, don't go on there. You know he going to ask the crazy. Vlad, you know they going to ask the crazy.
Exactly, man. Him and Vlad. We're not going to sit up here and act like they not going to ask that, man.
They going to ask the crazy question, but it's like, bro, just don't answer that shit. I seen, it was some rapper up there, but he was talking to him, and he asked about Boosie gun case or something.
Yeah.
Then man was about to talk. He started tapping his foot.
Come on, be quiet, bro. You gotta be smart, bro.
I
ain't gonna lie.
Like, everything, like, man, you can sit there, bro, and bring a nigga on your podcast. You ain't got to sit there. He got to sit there explaining his password and any dirt he did, bro, to just sit there and get views and anything. Like, to man, it's content, man. He coming on your podcast, you know, y'all make the content, man, but all the snitching and shit, man, like, it'd be... I don't know where you get it,
niggas don't know jump. Be like, I got 10 niggas in the street right now. I killed that nigga last week. Like, no, bro. Yeah, like, you going to talk about that, bro? Come on. We just ride that nigga. Like, come on, bro. They actually saying, come get me.
Niggas always watching, man. Like I said, they might not think you important at this moment, but, man, once they get enough of you, man, they going to just sit there and come back. They come knocking on your door, man. Don't worry about it. Because, like, this they shit, though. It's the feds, man. They don't plan none of that shit, though.
And the feds got unlimited tricks, bro. So they gonna put a nigga in the trick bag. Then they gonna, once that shit don't work, they got another trick behind that. And once that work, they got a whole trap for you.
And that's the thing too. They got tricks for days, my baby. Like I said, you think you outsmart? They not. You not outsmart none, man. Wherever you come out your mouth, man, they gonna know it, man. They gonna keep it. I'll tell you, they'll know some shit from you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like 5 years. Said this shit 5 years ago. You like, hey man, I don't remember that shit, man. Like, what you mean?
I don't remember that.
And then the feds. Because niggas don't know about the feds, they got unlimited money, bro. So these niggas can put you in some shit. And you can't beat the feds, bro.
They gonna find a way to make you guilty. Yeah, like, they not gonna come after you unless they got you, like, dead to right for sure on something. Right. It might not be everything they got, but something you for sure caught on. Like,
And 9 times out of 10, if they come after you, they did it, the feds just don't come after you, man. Just like I said, you gotta be really just real hot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They gonna come after you, my baby. Once you feel like you just untouchable and shit, like, that's what they take personal. Like, you know what? We'll just go ahead and come snatch you up, man. Give you a little time out.
That shit is crazy. And their conviction rate is like, what?
90 something? I was like,
99. That bitch in the 90s. That bitch definitely in the 90s, bro. Them niggas don't lose.
They don't want you, man.
95%. You damn near got to say that's 100. Them niggas don't lose.
Bro, it's so hard to beat the feds, bro, because when they come, they already got everything.
They already got it. That's what I'm saying. Like, they come back, you, man, you did something wrong, dog. Just know that, man. And like I said, they got enough dirt from you from, nigga, when you probably came out the womb. That's how secret this shit gets.
From your very first shootout, they get that shit on
the hospital, like, you use that, all that. This the feds. This they shit, man.
That's what they do. That's what they love doing, man. The feds going to crack down on everything.
They'll change you too. They sit your ass. They shoot you down there and change you when you come out a new man. They get to ask you some questions.
You get to come in that bitch, man, just don't clueless.
That's why when the feds come, niggas quick to snitch. Like, quick.
Man, they know how to react, man. I'm telling you, man, no matter how much money you got, man, I'm talking, it's they world, dude. Like, no matter how much money you got, they gonna like, man, that congratulations, man. I'm glad. I hope you use some of it, because you probably ain't gonna use half of it.
You ain't gonna use none of that shit.
About to pull out your bank account.
The feds wanna give out football numbers, bro. They wanna give niggas 30 to 60. 60 to 100 years.
So they want
to
see you sit down, for sure.
They want
to
see
you sit down. You ain't lying. They do want to give you that time. They want you sit down, for sure. They ain't coming at you. They need you.
Feds don't like losing cases, bro, because they might fuck around and come for you again if there's some other shit
going on. They'll come for you again. Keep the dirt on you, man. That's what they do, man. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, feds is different.
Cause they got it real different from state and fed. Cause you can be the state case all fucking day.
Them feds. No. They not gonna play with you, man.
They ain't gonna take it there.
Speaking of the feds though, who y'all think get cheated on more? Niggas that's in the army or niggas that's in jail? I seen that post.
That's a good ass question. That's why I told you.
Hey, you niggas still go to the army? Hey, do they got the same people in there that was in the 80s or something? I don't see niggas getting drafted to the army. That's a good question, though, man. I don't know. I'm going to say jail.
Yeah, I'm going to start with jail first.
I'm going to say jail, man, because I'm like army, man. I don't think you really even thinking about it. You're too busy over there worrying about other shit. But in jail, man, you know a nigga cracking some shit while you in there, man. It's like, it's already self-explanatory, man. Like, you have to really have, like, a loyal girl to sit there and hold on to her. You know, her cat just sit there and wait for you to get out. And we all know, man, come on, y'all hearing songs and shit, man. Like, hey, man, the judge gave me some, man. I know you ain't waiting. I know you're not waiting for me, man. Fuck it. But, yeah, I'm going to take jail, though, man.
Think jail? What you think, Jay?
Nah, I ain't going to lie. If a nigga go to the army and he fighting for his country, he fighting for you, bitch. And you out this bitch, throwing that ass. He got the all right to just. I ain't even gonna say that. I should say this. I'm gonna just put it in his words. Niggas in jail getting cheated on more than niggas in the army. Because a nigga in the army, he can get his fucking foot blew off and go back home to his bitch.
Hey, no, and that's another thing. I'm sorry to cut you all day. No, that's not. You got to think over in the army, it's still pussy over there. Like, getting no pussy and you know you go in jail, man. It's visits, but you know what I'm saying? Yo, bitch out here fucking. And like, you in the army, you know, you might go overseas, go fuck some little shit.
Yeah, you might see some shit. You might see some yo fucking cadet. You fucking that bitch. So shit. Fuck it, my nigga. But in jail, it's no bitches. Literally, no bitches unless you fucking with a CO. And that's real. You
fucking with a CO.
That's damn near.
That's real.
You gotta be damn near shit. You gotta be something in that bitch for the COs to fuck with you. So imagine the judge give you, say the judge give you 15. You think your bitch waiting on you for 15 years, nigga? All she gonna have to do is call, you know, visiting.
You can't go to call the visit. Yeah, buddy, put some shit on your books too, but I guarantee she be throwing that ass at you off the phone with you.
This I ain't gonna lie, this the amount of time they gonna care for you. They'll probably throw a couple hundred on your books for like 2 months, two, three months. then they get unbearable for their ass. They'll get lonely. They'll fuck around and go out with their
friends. Wait, Jay. Is that not all the same shit for the army though? It's the same shit.
Wait.
Because in the army, it be times like when you're in the military, it be times you can't talk to nobody. Yeah, you don't have your phone or none of that shit. So it's the same shit. So it ain't. What's really the difference?
I mean, the difference is.
I say the difference because, like I said, you still can go. Like, if you was to be getting cheated on, you still can go do you over, like, overseas. Because half the time you overseas.
No, I get you can do you. But. Is your bitch doing her? That's the thing.
She not doing her, bro.
If I know I can go fuck with another girl out there, but if it's mine still fucking, then it's bad. Like,
So you got to think, because you got to think, the army, they have fight wars for days. I'm talking about days.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Though. You want to be thinking about, I'm just guessing, like, you want to be thinking about, like, you over in the army, yeah, you probably thinking about your girl, but you probably think about 100 other things. In jail,
that's all you thinking about in jail.
Ain't gonna lie, not me, nigga. I'm gonna be thinking about what is she doing? Like, what's going on? She not talking to me.
I don't want to shoot this nigga right now.
I'm not shooting no MCT. Cause in jail, like, you thinking about surviving, like,
bro.
That's what your mind be more focused. Maybe when you in your cell by yourself and you thinking, but you thinking about surviving, like who you gotta fuck, who you can't go around. When you in the military, you just by yourself, especially if you don't know nobody out there, you ain't that cool with nobody. That's all I'm thinking about.
Once the judge throw them numbers on your back, you ain't got no other choice but to sit in there, bitch, and think what your bitch doing.
What your kids doing?
What your parents doing?
That nigga said when the judge throw the number on you, you ain't got no other choice.
You ain't got no choice but to sit there and think, like, hey, good nigga going to jail, like, I wonder what my bitch doing. I wonder what Duke's doing.
Well, That's a tough question, though. I'm going with jail, though, for sure. Because I know it's like you in jail, man. It's like nothing you can do. She could be getting cracked. It's like you in the cell, dog. And don't be doing hard time.
You might forget doing hard time.
If you're
doing 25, you might as well go ahead and kiss your bitch for the last time, gang. Because you're not seeing her ever again. Yeah, by the time you get out, she probably gonna have like 3-4 kids living her life in another city somewhere.
Ouch, that hurts.
That hurts. Like, you gonna be in jail, like, man, I'm about to do a whole set of push-ups. And that shit just hurts.
That shit gonna hurt you to the core. You gonna be in that bitch.
Bro said you gonna go with the army, though. You said army.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go army, bro. Just like, especially like if the girl, let's say the girl in jail, like let's say your girl say she gonna hold you down, I feel like in the army, like when you go to the army, they might say it, but it's like they don't just do it.
Hey, worry, he over here in the army. Hey, girl, tell the dude, he in the army. Don't worry about it. He ain't coming up.
They gonna justify like, oh, he gone. He probably doing him whatever. Yeah, so I'm gonna do me. A nigga, you know, a nigga in jail ain't getting no girls, but a nigga in the army, you like girls will make their mind like twist their mind and make it be some type of reason. Like, oh, he haven't texted me back today. He probably with some girl. He over here in the field or something.
I ain't gonna lie. Niggas in the army got it, because I ain't gonna lie, them little cadet uniform that the hoes be wearing, that ass be looking good in that army
team. I don't think niggas be overthinking about what's going on at home. They be like, you know what, man, we get back across the world when we ready, man.
But that same way y'all think is the same way the girl think is. She's like, so I'm about to throw this little twat around. Right,
a nigga that's real dedicated to the army, he ain't really gonna be thinking about it. He ain't really gonna have no, he probably wouldn't even have no bitch in the first place to begin with, because that's where his mind already said it's 50-50
though. I think a nigga would. I get it. Like, if you were like some real love, or you probably might be thinking, like, you know what, man, what is she doing? Like, man, like you said, you being that bitch lonely as hell, trying to write her anything, you be like, man, I hope she's not saying, fucking not
saying,
my
not
back.
Saying, all right, now say if you go to the army, right? This is your girl from, say, this is your high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So y'all together from say, 9th grade all the way up until he about to go to the army. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's still going to hold that nigga down?
No, hell no. That's too young, bro. Straight out of high school, bro, these girls be mindless, bro. It ain't really nothing. You might as well just break that off right there. Like, I get it if y'all like older and y'all got kids and all that, and you go to the army. It's straight out of high school. You're gonna have to break it off.
I agree with it, cause it's just like I said, man. It's like you change. You become you. It's like when you get older, man. You become a different person, man. Yeah. Like that.
It seems like when you get older, you become numb to a certain amount of things. Like if a bitch, like say if a bitch don't want to fuck with you, I don't care. It's a billion bitches on this world. We don't care, but. Fuck, a nigga, like, yo, it's different with your high school sweetheart, bro, because that's like, yo, baby, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, that's how somebody you grew up. Like, yeah, that's my dog. But yeah. Like I said, that you be like, damn, all the years you put in, this is it. You ain't even riding for real.
You ain't riding, bro.
You ain't riding no more.
It ain't gonna be like that, dog.
Yeah, that army shit, dog. But I just think that's the only reason why I say army, just because I think like a girl can really make that shit twist in her mind. Yeah. He doing something else. There's no way he not having sex.
This shit get to making up her own story, and then that's
and believe it.
Believe it. You're right. Absolutely.
Like it's like girl, they just do that shit so crazy. Mm-hmm. They gonna find a way to think that shit, bro. That shit is. That's the only reason why I say that shit, bro. Cause I feel like if you got a girl that you went in jail, they might some dumb girls, they be head over heel for niggas.
Yeah.
Like a blue face girl, even though she seemed like she be out there doing her thing, but she's crazy. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that's crazy love. I do want a girl be crazy, but not that love. Crazy. Like not getting rid of that. I ain't gonna lie. She's around for life. That's a for lifer. That's what you call a for lifer, man. I ain't gonna lie. What she be doing, I'll be like, man. I know I'm stuck with this. I'm cooked.
y'all seen? She was just on somebody's stream.
Yep.
She said if he get out and do right or do something, she'll get the other side of her tatted.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
The other side of her face tatted with it. I'm like, shit crazy.
So you might as well just say he trademarked the bitch.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. When I seen the face tat, I'm looking like I think that's what I don't know. She got one of them got the picture on the like. On their face.
She got his
face. I'm like, damn, wait a minute, man. Y'all even had this before, like, they dropped the baby, I think. I'm like, damn, like, you really tapped into love with dog. I'm looking like, that's real love, but it's crazy, though.
That ain't real love. That's a mental illness.
Yeah, that's mental illness.
That gotta be some type of lust illness or some shit like that. I don't know what you call it.
Lust illness, I don't know, man.
There's some type of parasite in there or something.
Man.
No, a parasite.
That shit is crazy, bro.
Gotta be some type of parasite. in her head that I don't know how long Blueface got, because he don't even he ain't got that much time.
Hey, he living the time of his life. Like, bro, niggas in, but not even just Blueface. You see so many niggas in jail with that shit. Yeah, like, just having the best time.
That's I've been seeing people that shit lately too. I'm looking like, man, that's why we just all like, bro, is this shit fake, man? Like, how, like, you doing time, bro? You having time? You having a good time?
You see niggas with the newest attire on in jail. I just seen the file that just recently just came out. A nigga had them in jail. The day they came out.
How the hell you get the files?
I don't know. Like, bro, I ain't even got them bitches.
Niggas getting, and then this the thing though. How the fuck is niggas in jail getting this shit where it's niggas out here killing each other for them bitches?
Man. Hey, you see that though? That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I don't know. Hey, you got a point with that, Jay. Like, so I niggas out here killing niggas.
Niggas out here killing niggas.
Y'all niggas getting them bitches straight, like, man.
They probably got a plan. Like, nigga, I gotta wait a line. I got them bitches for hours, and y'all getting the bitches in jail.
You doing time, and you got them bitches.
You doing 25 a life. I'm doing 20 minutes in this fucking line.
You talking about 20 minutes? More like 3 hours.
3 hours in that line
for real. I remember when I got them 12 miles in line for like 3 hours.
Oh yeah, bro. Then you be sick. You be in that line for fucking 3 hours, and then you go in that bitch. Yeah, we ain't even got your side.
Bro, they did that when I went to go get them 12s, bro. They did that shit to some niggas, bro. They was like, we only got 5 pairs. They all size 12. I'm like, damn.
They cause niggas to crash. You hear me?
They like go to the one down the street. They probably got them niggas. Like, it's too late.
I'm
like,
go steal these bitches with my feet.
Then they get to redirect you to storage. Talking about, oh, it's a Snipes.
No, nigga,
I came here because y'all said y'all had them here, bro.
No, nigga. I came here.
I don't get how y'all first opening. Mind you, I was like the third person in line, bro.
Good God.
I was the third person in line. And they, when they came to, they talking about, we out. We only got size 12. Where the rest of the shoes go?
Where the rest of the shoes should be going? This is what I think they do. So when the shoes come out, they'll get them employees. They'll let them get their sizes out the way. Then once the other sizes come together, then that's when they get the telling people, oh, you can come in. Then everybody, it's like everybody got the same size or some shit. Like,
you know, it's real. Like, you think the storage is crazy. Like, don't even go, don't touch that. You go online, don't even touch online, because the moment the day it come, the shit, the site already down. Yeah. You already cooked. You already pre-order, you ain't get your old shit early, forget about it. Go wait in the line.
It's all about pre-orders.
Online, they shutting the sites down quick as hell. Yeah, yeah. So when they drop, you be like, man, wait a minute, I was just on this page. I refreshed. They talking about, hey, man, we sold out. That's something, man. Like, what?
Because I feel like everything from the, like, in the future, everything gonna be online shopping anyway, so shit. You gonna have to pre-order some shit any fucking way.
But them lines, bro, I couldn't believe that niggas was sick as hell, bro. I like, if I was one of them though who ain't wear a size 12, I'm buying them bitches and selling them on StockX.
Hey, selling them, man. I ain't gonna lie. Bitches. When you tell me that y'all ain't got no more, you know, don't worry about it. I'll grab some. Just give me these right here.
Go on StockX and sell them bitches for $5.
I'm about to go flip these bitches quick as hell. Hey, one of them dudes, hey, open the trunk up. Hey, I got these.
$500. Take it or leave it, nigga.
I don't get that. Like, what is they doing with it? They gotta be selling them bitches online. I think they be taking a lot of their stock and just selling them online.
They take like half of their stock.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if it'd be one person just buy a whole bunch of pair on bitches, bro. I think that's another thing too. Like, a dude sit there and buy a whole bunch of pair of motherfuckers and just sell them. Like, man, hey gang, I was trying to buy, like, get a pair of motherfuckers. Now I gotta buy the special price from you because you trying to tax me. Like, that shit be fucked up. That's what niggas be doing too. They bought a whole store. I'm like, no what, man, nobody ain't getting these bitches. Nah, come shop at my price. Them niggas I told you that be in the trunks. Like, I got them bitches for you, bro. Just pay the $500.
Yeah, that be the nigga with the box on the site. The box. They be having all the box. They be buying all the shoes up. Nobody getting
them. Nobody getting them. Like, damn, bro. Like, shit. I'm trying to cop the pair so I can flip them, man. Shit. You trying to ask them? Like, you trying to flip all the pairs?
Okay.
Oh, we back.
We good. Man. We back. Little technical difficulties, you feel me, with the mics, but hey, we good, man. We back on her. So, where the fuck do we leave off at? We leaving off on,
the jail niggas.
Yeah, jail niggas. We leaving off on jail niggas. Speaking of jail niggas, though, I had recently seen a video on, it's this podcast play. Y'all know who Real Life Street Stars is. I was, seen the podcast of theirs, and they was talking to a dude that allegedly killed Mo 3.
Damn,
he basically saying, like, it's over for him. Like, he ain't getting out type shit. So, he just, He just want people to like try to. He just want his lawyer to try to fight for him. But I mean, like, nigga,
it's on camera.
You want dash cam, nigga, on the E-way with it, nigga. What are you
doing? Yeah, on the freeway. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Looking silly. That's crazy though. That's a freeway, like, asking where the car. Like, if I was out there on the freeway, man, all them cars would have hit me. I wouldn't have been run with the gun.
I wouldn't be able to run.
Nigga, like, oh man, hit that nigga right there.
And it's like the whole E-way stopped because after he hopped out the whip. You ain't see no cars after that. Like, what the fuck?
It was like a glitch or something. Like, man, I thought I was tripping, man. Like,
but this is the thing I don't get. So the way how the video went, it's like the dude is the Mo3 was on the left shoulder, all the way to the retaining wall, and the dude he was in like the other lane, the other lane. How was he on the side of him? And Mo3 stopped, and he ended up in front of him. He could have just stopped, got off on the exit. It was a whole exit.
Hey, but why not?
I don't understand. Like, why would you, like, what would be the purpose of stopping? I heard somebody say they were shooting at the whip and stopped the whip, basically.
If it was, I feel like if he still was shooting at the bike, like, the freeway is the perfect time to get away from a nigga that's shooting at you. I think he stopped
because, So you see how they was on the side of each other, right?
Yeah.
Dude probably rolled his window down. He probably upped on them, right?
So that's probably why he doesn't think
on the freeway.
You think dog was that advanced? He able to? Hey,
yeah, hey, shit. He ain't shit.
Hey, on the freeway though, you like
GTA
like,
shit?
Like, say, just keep looking like no. Like, hey Jay, he a bad motherfucker, Jay. Probably, I ain't gonna lie.
So he probably seen them. He probably seen him roll his window down. He probably seen his gun. So that's probably what made him hit the brakes real hard. And he got over another lane. But if I was to do that, I'm not getting out of my car on no E-way and I'm about to run. I'm not saying Mo3 is wrong for what he did. Because he probably did what he did for his own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was our situation, I wouldn't. You feel me? I'd have just stayed in the car. I'm on the E-way. I'm doing that bitch on the E-way.
Yeah, I damn near put that bitch in reverse before I get out. Get on the side with the stripes and shit, and I put that bitch in reverse.
Anything to get away, like, we know it's a chase. There's no, you know what I'm saying, nigga on your ass, nigga on your ass, but it's the freeway, it's the perfect time. Like, it's different, like, you all on the street and shit, like, but the freeway's the perfect time. Like, it's a million cars, you just got switch lane. It don't matter, you might get hit. Somebody gonna get hit, but I'm not about to sit
there and something gonna get hit.
Something gonna happen, man. Niggas stopping the car, I don't think that wasn't right. No, because it's
niggas with Dracos, bro, I don't know, bro. Niggas with Dracos, bro, it's like, when the Dracos shoot, that bitch just, it go everywhere. So that nigga probably hit another nigga car. He probably done shot a nigga tire out. In the midst of him doing all that other shit. So,
and we're not gonna talk how is this nigga running that fast with that gun? Like, that's not enough. He had no little baby hand. Like, this nigga had a whole, what was that? You said a Draco? Yeah, this nigga had lightweight or something, man. This nigga. He said got out the court and helped him, bro.
Hawked that nigga down, like, damn.
And both of them look like he in there, you know what I'm saying? He ain't moving fast. Dog was like,
Man, that nigga was moving.
This is a must right here.
If it really was a murder for hire, they said Yellow Beezy took out, what, 40,000? 40,000?
Oh, he paid him 44?
That's allegedly, though. He said they took out 40,000 after the hit, but on the car, on the jail call with the dude on the in the dash cam vid, he said I wouldn't do shit. He wouldn't do shit for 40,000. That's not even enough, he say. But niggas that killed niggas for less.
Cap. So, hey Jay,
what the fuck? Niggas that killed niggas.
Cap, like that, bro.
The nigga that killed the nigga over a chicken sandwich. You ain't telling me 40,000.
40,000, man. We not believe.
Man, 1,000 to get it done. 1,000 to get it done.
They know that. Like, that's what money. That's when the money. Like, money is so evil. Like I said, you could just sit there and go, just taking that ain't got shit. Like, here, man, I need you to take care of this, for it, bro. I'm telling you, bro, 1,000. What y'all say? 1,000. That's enough for a nigga. Nigga, I want to be surprised. It'd be under 1,000. But but 40,000, man. Come on, man. Who you got, man? You ain't gonna pick Frank Lucas or something? Nigga, 40,000.
They say Yellow Beezy went to the bank and took out 40,000 as soon as the hit. Like, after the hit cleared.
That sound like some little dirt. That's shit, bro.
It sounds like
if I'm paying somebody 40,000 though, bro, you gotta be a little better than that, bro. I need.
You talking about 40,000 for this shit?
40,000 for that?
That's a little slimy. That's how it looked like it though. That, you should see how he's running fast. For 40,000.
Was that?
That nigga like, this gotta get done. Like, there's no way a nigga running 99 speed like that, bro.
Was that work? So that whole little that whole little shit, was that really worth $40,000
though? Yeah. On the E-way, me, like, if I'm paying somebody $40,000, you might as well get a real hit, man. Yeah,
at this point, that make more sense. At like, man, you $40,000, man, I like that type of work right there, man. You got to decapitate you.
Cause bro, the price for life is real cheap, bro. Niggas done died over shoes. Niggas done died over coats. A nigga just died over French fries because they was cold. You ain't telling me $40,000 ain't enough to kill no nigga, bro. So the nigga, I ain't gonna say he capped, but
he capped, but he capped, but he capped. Like $40,000 to get it done for sure. More than get it done. Like, come on,
bro.
$40,000.
It's good sad, God. Bro. It's sad because, like, bro, the price of life is cheap, gang. Niggas die for less, bro. Niggas would literally die, bro. Niggas would die for a bitch. Niggas would die for food.
And you said, was it worth it? Yeah, man, every day is never worth just taking the bodies, period, bro. But over $40,000, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. you said, over $40,000, bro. You just set it up there and gave me $40,000, bro.
I'm talking about cold hard cash, nigga. Not no wire transfer, not no cash. Not none of that shit. I'm talking about cold hard cash. He didn't get that nigga a check. I'm talking about cash.
My nigga damn, like, shit. I'm like, what the hell, man?
You gave me $40,000, bro.
That's a down payment on the crib. Yeah.
That's a down payment. We talking about down payment. That's everything. That's everything. $40,000, bro. Like, God.
So where is Mo3 from? What, Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, I think somewhere in Texas, bro. Wild. Oh, my God. This thing got me crying.
It get wild in Texas. On the freeway, man. Shit, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's the first time I seen it. Shit, on the freeway, man. You get to the crash, son. They hawking you down. They on the freeway, down, shit. Bro.
So,
put that bitch for me.
Exactly. Go put it in reverse something, man. I'm not stopping the car, bro. That's not, I don't think so. Like I said, I would've got out of the car. It's good. Hey, Mo got, if they hit him, though, I'll be like, man, I ain't getting out the car, man. They gonna hit me, bro. Yeah, I'm sitting there running from, they don't realize I'm running from a nigga, man. Somebody gonna hit me, like, well.
I would've just, it's the freeway, bro. I would've just tried to do the dash and we already on the E-way, bro. You gonna have to chase me, gang.
But if you talking about,
you kill me easily, bro.
If you talking about dog, you thought dog was sitting there trying to shoot dog while you sitting there driving. I'm still stuck on that. That had, is bad had for that,
be,
bro.
What would be the only reason?
You said how he knows.
Yeah, like, how he know, but he probably.
But that's why I said people were saying like he shot at the whip and he shut the whip down. Yeah, like that's what people were saying. Like
I think about it, he probably the whip probably got chopped up. The whip probably stopped because I was on the freeway.
In the vid, you didn't see yeah. No bullet holes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I ain't seen no.
It's just like he slammed on the brakes and just turned in the other lane. But if he was gonna do that, He could have just hit the brakes, turned in the other lane, got in the far lane, and just took off.
Hey, well, we're not gonna talk about that. What was Doa driving that was holding him down? If this man's a hit, man, did y'all see what he was driving? That nigga was driving a something foreign, man. Like, you already got the pay. You just like, man, fuck, I just need some extra credit.
He was in a little
mess. Man, he was in hell no.
What the fuck was Mo3 in? They're like, Mo3 was
in the car. Yeah, he's a or some shit. Hey, man, that's what I'm saying, man. What the fuck is going on, man? That nigga was in the foreign. No wonder why he's keeping up with that nigga Mo, man. Nigga, like, hey, man, I got 200 on the dash, bro. And I got 200 on my feet.
This nigga Mo3 in the it like he was in like a Honda Civic or some
man,
shit.
Man, some old shit, man. I know that, man. That shit.
Yeah, that shit didn't look. It didn't look.
He supposed to drive what dog was driving. They done gave dog everything to make the play. Man, they got the fast. This nigga already was a 99 speed. They got the fastest car. Like,
I didn't even know. Well, I knew them niggas had problems, but wasn't Mo3 and Yellow Beezy cool before?
He was signed to him, was he not?
I think that's what it really.
Some people were saying like insurance shit.
They were saying that, and then they said they fell out. They fell out over something. But I remember. Mo3, he had a song. He had a song, I guess. No, because they was saying this. Because, you know, Yellow Beezy had an attempt on his life a couple times. So, They was trying to say Mo3 had something to do with that. Because he was rapping about the shit. So, yeah. But so, that's how that became. But I really don't know what's the real reason they started falling out. But
it really be the songs, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all, bro, y'all had a point with the songs. That's probably something you can really put together. Because niggas be saying, I told you, a lot of people say a lot of shit and they rap, bro. And like I said, it could be niggas that they saying, talking about. Like, it's just like on the other side, the other party look at it like, oh, that nigga talking about me, man. It's certain shit. Like, one person can, like, really see, like, that nigga talking about me. Yeah, like, half the time, this shit just come from rap, man. I don't be thinking niggas be like, if you really know a nigga and you been around a nigga, like, his life and shit, but half the shit become a rap song. Like, man, that nigga talking about me, man. I gotta go make a hit on that nigga real quick.
And half the shit niggas be beefing over, bro. You can easily sit down with this man and have a conversation. You ain't got it, but it depends though. It really depends. Like if y'all going about it like if somebody just took a life and you took a life, it's not really gonna be no dead in that shit, bro. Cause shit, what they say, ain't no killing without killing. And that shit's gonna keep lingering.
Yeah, it's not making nothing better, bro. Like honestly, man, if it's beef, man, let's just keep it distance. But man, like I said, just taking one like each other life, shit. Who gonna win? Cause other motherfucker about to go sit down. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas talking about that escape and murder shit. Hey man, you gonna sit down? Dog. Understand? Down, you ready for the body, bro? You ain't about to go sit down.
Man. It's 2025, bro. If the camera ain't catch your ass, somebody gonna snitch on
you. So, you know what I'm saying, man? Like, yo, man, it's crazy. Like, dog, catching the body, man, you just be ready to sit down, man. Yeah, it's not...
You have to have your affairs in order if you plan on catching a body.
Yeah, bomb money, yeah, man. Something, man. Bomb.
You gotta have your bomb money. You have to.
And bomb money don't even help you no more. Like it's crazy. They want to keep you in there, man.
You have to get your bond. You gonna have to get your affairs in order. You gonna have to literally call your bitch and be like, listen, you gonna have to go ahead and do what you do because I'm about to go sit down. Yeah, you can't even. That's tough, bro.
Stop the murder. Stay out the streets. Man. Stay out the streets. That ain't for you.
Get the money, man. That's the best thing you do, man. Just get the money, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, half the shit niggas beefing over, it can be solved with a simple conversation. But niggas' pride is
too much ego.
You know, too much pride, bro. Niggas to get the. Soon as you say the wrong shit, niggas up and switchy drinks, ARPs.
And sometimes it can just be the image, man. Like I said, it'd be a lot of intimidation going on, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you already think about it, motherfucker be like intimidated of another motherfucker. Like, man, that nigga probably ain't even thinking about you, dog. He's like, man, bro? I think that dude got smoke with me, dog. I gotta test his temperature. Like, man, it's not that serious, man. Just understand that.
Yeah, that's lighting this conversation, though. It's getting dark.
I got
a question for y'all, bro. Y'all ever seen them Chris Brown pictures?
I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, y'all ever seen it? You ever seen it?
No, I ain't seen
it. You ever seen it? Oh, you he never seen it?
I ain't seen it.
Hold on, pull up one. Hold on.
Right now.
Bro, man. But that shit be... Hold on. I'm gonna show
you.
Let me go on
Twitter.
Now that you've seen it, bro. Let y'all girls go to a Chris Brown concert and go to a meet and greet and take a picture.
No. I ain't gonna lie. She can go to the concert, but if I have to go on social media and see my girl, this nigga Chris Brown got my girl Kate in his hand.
Like these.
Bro, that's literally his bitch now, bro. She might as well just stay at the concert.
Fire your own way, man. No, you gotta think about it, man. Like, the pictures, them pictures right there, that's not, like, no simple shit. Like, that's not no fan picture taking it with a celebrity, man. That's, like,
Chris Brown,
hey, I'm ready to do something to you, my baby, when we done with this concert. Like, that's, come on, man. Like, I seen one picture, like, he picking her up. Like, man, that was my girl, bro. Like, that don't ring right in a nigga mind.
These niggas will stay with their girl after that. That shit don't get
She gonna do the same. If she doing that to Chris Brown, bro, trust me, bro. She's climbing up trees like that all the time. Exactly. Trust me, how you learn that? You don't do that with me.
And at this point,
how the hell you just climb up a tree?
And at this point in time, bro, this be the weird shit. So, say if it was something like that to happen, right? They try to go at Chris Brown with the shit. Whole time, your bitch paid that $1,000 to take that picture, gang. You might as well go ahead and cut
that her part, too. We didn't, that's how much it costs. $1,000 for the meet and greet. $1,000. Your bitch paying $1,000 to get her ass gripped by Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's photo, right? And you tell I'm like, you go to that concert, man. You telling me you about to sit here and get, bro? You giving this nigga money and you ain't even filming your case, man. You ain't got nothing to do with me no more. At the moment you go to that concert, you release yourself from the concert.
You might as well go on here.
That's crazy. $1,000, man.
You might as well go to Chris Breezy house at this point, man. You're not coming back to my crib, bitch.
Shit, fuck it, right? Tell Chris take you home. Don't come back here, man. Cause that's crazy. $1,000 for a pic.
$1,000, bro.
$1,000, that shit is crazy, bro. That's a no-no.
That's definitely a no-no.
We can't do that, bro. That's
this
crazy.
This picture for me, man. Who's girl? Like
she jumped on top of dog.
Whoever girl is that, man. Y'all gotta say, he climbed up on dog like she never let that nigga go, bro. Like, that's crazy. Good God.
That's tough, bro. I can't even sit here and lie to you.
Yeah, no, sir, I can't.
Hey, Chris Brown waxing on them pictures, though. $1,000.
Bro, hey, he making a killer. I need to get a meet and greet.
Hey, you heard me? Hey, for real, though.
He got that meet and greet business. Damn, Chris, bro. Hell no, I've been charging an arm and a fucking leg for
a arm and a leg, man. You know how many females are running up on me like, man, hey, I got it. Chris, go. Just take give me the picture, man.
Hey, and this and then, hey, and this nigga's paying at $1,000 too.
Yeah, I just seen the show there. It was a nigga doing the Dragon Ball Fusion one with him. Like, come on, bro.
Wait, hold on, stop.
Bro. You a grown ass man paying $1,000 to take a Dragon Ball Fusion picture with this nigga. Very grown, man. What do your mom think of you, bro? Like, what type of nigga is you? Bro, I had to feel weird, man.
Yeah, man, like, oh,
yeah,
that's crazy.
You hurried up with this nigga, bro. You lame as hell, for real.
Like, you want to beat Fusion with that nigga? Get the fuck out of here, bro. That shit is weird, bro.
Y'all niggas Batman and Robin, man. Y'all niggas, that shit crazy, man. Yeah, yeah. Chris Brown, dog.
Celebrity.
I know that nigga.
This is what you can do when you a celebrity, man. You just sit there and do whatever the fuck you want, man. You charge $1,000 for a meet and greet. Grab people, girlfriends, ass, how much you want. This is what you can do, man. And this is the, and Chris Brown ain't as high as he was then, man. This nigga still just doing what he want, man.
Shit, Chris Brown about to make $80 million off his tour.
Yeah, man, he charge $1,000 for a meet and greet. Shit, he get there quick as hell. It ain't gonna take too long.
Chris Breezy getting that dog shit. I can't even.
He's still Chris, bro. You said that's his name. He's still Chris Breezy.
I can't even sit there and count. They said this nigga on track to make $80 million. And
he's getting that bag.
Everybody's still crazy.
He getting that bag and grabbing your girl ass, nigga. Ass. Like, for fun, nigga.
Cash and chase and grab ass.
You look at yourself like, damn. What the fuck?
Just understand that your girl go to a Chris Brown concert. Understand, man. She's coming back with her ass fully grabbed.
She coming back with a
Chris Brown hands.
She coming back with a Chris Breezy picture, bro, and in her bag. Bro,
that's shit. Over with. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't blame Chris. You got to think about it, motherfucker. Hey, y'all niggas letting y'all come to these concerts, let me grab your ass, and I'm charging y'all too. Hey, man, fuck it, man. I'm Chris Brown. Fuck it. Like, that's crazy, bro.
Hell no.
Yeah, that shit. I can't.
They, a female, you tell, nah, man. Like, I ain't fucking with that nigga Chris. They be like, man, what you mean? I can't go to that concert, man.
Then they get
you hating, man.
I'm not for real. Nigga, every Chris Brown picture is going viral, bro. And I just want y'all to sit there and just...
Yeah, I gotta understand that, bro. That shit right there, man.
Let that sink in with y'all when your bitch asks to go to a Chris Brown concert, a Usher concert, fucking Trey Songz concert.
Oh,
one of them niggas, bro.
Oh, yeah. You
asking to get your bitch took from them niggas,
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
You asking for it, bro.
He's talking about them three niggas. Hey, he ain't lying. He's named the whole main three. Them motherfuckers, they had them up with the hoes going crazy.
You had a nigga. You seen what's going on, dog.
That's a sick nigga, bro. That didn't get in that bag, though, bro. That's crazy. All right, on some more funny shit, though. Actually, I don't know if it's funny, but would you let your girl... I'll ask you first,
yeah.
Would you let your girl go on a trip, right? Mm-hmm. A girl's trip. Not a girl's trip, but a trip with girls and boys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's say, you're not there.
My bad.
They're like, fuck no. But no, wait. Say it's three boys, no, four boys and four girls.
Damn, my girl is in that four.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. Who is these niggas? Like, these, like, her homeboys?
Oh, that's the perfect question.
It's just like, you don't really know the niggas, like, but they, you don't know them. You don't know them for real.
But she know them?
Not really. It's like, it's her friends mixed with some of her friends.
So her friends invited her on the trip.
Yeah, her.
She told them.
And it's just other people already going. 4-4, though. Match up.
You pick a duo.
So I ain't gonna lie. So ain't none of them niggas coming with they bitch.
No. Nobody going with their.
He made it clear. Oh, it's eight for sure. It's 4-4. Trust somebody. Hey, your girl getting took, my dog. It ain't no obvious. No, it's 5-4. Right, so, it's 4-4.
All right. Make the question better. Where they going?
Florida. Miami.
Fuck no.
Okay. No. Not Florida. Florida. You know what Florida. Let's say Tech. They going to Texas. Fuck.
I don't care where they go, man. They can go to Africa, man. I know that ass might be giving up.
That's a hard fuck no. You ain't going nowhere. If you going on that trip, You might as well. I ain't gonna lie. If you go on that trip, you might as well just go ahead and pay everything.
I probably won't be here by the time you get back. It's a reason why I said, like, you can't, like, it's certain, like, trust, man. Like, you gonna sit there and trust your girl for real, man. Hey, if you see going on a trip and you not there, man, forget about it.
Wait. If you trust your girl, you should think she can be around 1,000 niggas. And she gonna do it. She not gonna do nothing.
No, that's that'd be the
thing. If we're being real, if you're supposed to be that trust,
but it's like now I need that. It's like that shit. It's like it's selfish. It's like it's gonna happen. It's tempting to happen.
That trust don't. It's
like think about it. It's my bad. It's like four on. It's like four and four. Like yo girl. Like somehow that dude. It don't matter if she sit there and hold a nigga. Like that nigga gonna go try hard, knowing that everybody else said, and it's just y'all two. Like man, he's gonna force the play.
And then it depends. So if we in Texas, say if we in Texas, sorry, for Texas. Like, if we in Texas for what? Say like a 5-day, just like a 5-day, 4-day trip.
Yeah.
You think that?
5-day, good God! I thought
a weekend trip.
That's what you even ask. How long is the trip?
Yeah. A weekend.
Weekend trip.
3 days. So a lot can happen in 3 days.
I'm still saying a lot can happen in three days, man. He went to the five, man. Yeah. Five, boy. You already know. I'm saying no with 3 days. Five.
Because this be the thing. You go on trips, you know it's going to be weed involved.
Liquor.
It's probably going to be some... A nigga probably going to bring perks. Perks.
Hey, that's the size.
You know females are so fucking retarded, bro. They don't give a fuck as long as they lit, bro. So, they lit. Shit.
You all drunk. Hey, man, I'm ready to get busy now, man. And who's going to be looking at? Everybody going to be sick. It's going to be that one dude like, man.
One nigga.
Yeah, he probably ain't that bad, man.
The one nigga that been pressing your bitch the whole time, y'all didn't get on the fucking plane until y'all got to the next state. This nigga pressing your bitch.
Pressing, though. That's what I call it. Pressing.
And she off the what? She off the honey pack. She off the fucking...
Put
the honey pack in the dime, and then you know how they go crazy with
that
shit.
Like, here, girl.
You know they go crazy with that shit. So it's like a lot can happen in 3 days with drugs and liquor, bro. So,
but it I'm should. Gonna say no. I do agree with Sel though, man. It should be like that, man. Yeah. Like it's just fucked up. Like your trust. You already had me sitting there thinking, like, damn, is she out doing her? Is she really out there, fucking around? Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to think about her just being happy, like, nobody mm-hmm. enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But, man, you got to think, like, that shit could be going on. If I'm not there, man, you know, I'm like, I'm a nigga, too. What would I do if you wasn't there? If I see a whole bunch of girls, exactly. It's going to be pressure, bro. I hold mom. I'm like, hey, it's pressure, man. All these fucking, ass, like, come on, man. Like I said, we just said, it's a 4-4. Man, it's one girl, like, everybody already said it. I'm just sitting here just all quiet, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they could have did that. They could have did that shit with an odd number.
Yeah, odd number. It's tempting to have it with an even number like that.
For it could have been somebody. Four girls and three niggas. It could have been. I don't know, bro. It didn't have to. Why had to be 4-4? Like, what the fuck?
What's your final answer, y'all?
I'm going fuck no.
Going with the big no.
Yeah, fuck no. Me too. I'm trying to play the cool world.
Like, you know, we need that. We need the other side. Like, we're going to go to the other side. Like, hell no, man.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. You can call me this girl. It's just like, it don't look good, so I ain't even fucking with it.
That shit not no good look, because, like, just imagine her. She's saying, oh, babe, I'm going on a trip. Who gonna be on the trip? Me and my friends. She bringing her homeboys and
she bringing her nigga and her homeboys.
I don't give no fuck if I don't. And then this be the thing, females that have like LGBTQ friends. But these niggas be playing a role with these hoes just so you know.
Like that's another thing too. Yeah, you ain't lying about that, man. You be like, man, what is your real tea about it, bro?
I'll be damn, nigga. I'll be damn, boy. First flight to Texas.
It's like with me, I just went to reason. I just went off experience, man. Like I said, it's like the thing is, a female went to like a room without me before. Like my own girl went to a room with niggas that I actually know. That's like I know that like getting off. They're like, man, I'm about to crack. But yeah. I'm like, man, what do you think I'm looking?
Wait, she ain't tell you?
No, she told me. That was the thing. She told me.
Wait. So when she told you, what you say?
I said, how you gonna come without me? I'm like, you gonna come without me, motherfucker? Be a package. Then you go to a room. And like I said, it's like, what made this, like, you gotta think, it was way deeper than what it was. Like I said, the room she was going to, I knew the girl. Like, I basically went to school with the girls that she was going to the room to. So I know how it was about to happen and, who the, and all the niggas that's there. So when she went there without me, I'm looking like, oh, okay, so you try to, this how you moving now. So this was, I know what's about to happen now. Some nigga in this room that I know I go to school with, that been wanting to fuck you, they about to go ahead and get off. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm at the crib. You done left me.
But
I'm
so like, wait. So she told you on her way to the hotel?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
on the way there.
She was already on the way.
On the way there.
She didn't even think to let you know before she even did to the hotel.
She's in the car. Oh, I talked to you like, oh, by the way, I'm about to go to the room. Bye.
She tried to play. Wow. You know what I'm saying? She tried to play. You know how females be. You know they be like, oh, I don't think about this room. I don't think I might not go. You get that call. Yeah, I'm on my way to this room. Huh? I just talked to you earlier. You just said you wasn't fucking with her. A couple
hours. Exactly. Then they be like, I don't think I want to go. Then it be this, and this is where the friends pop in. When she say, I don't really want to go. This is where her lame ass friends come in. They be like, oh, you gonna let this nigga tell you what to do? You
and too,
and they get the hype in her fucking head up. She gonna be like, oh yeah, you right. Matter of fact, I am gonna go on the trip.
Her little single rat friends who ain't got no man. Ain't got nothing to their name.
Every day.
And that was the thing. Like, it was already set. I already knew the type of vibe it was gonna be. It's like the niggas that was there already been trying to fuck her. So I'm looking like, don't you understand how that look, man? Like, you going to a spot where it's easy for you get caught? That's why I'm like,
we hear these type of stories all the fucking time, bro. It's gonna be a never ending cycle of bitches just
doing them
being stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Come on, like that's not like to me, like bro, you ain't even got no respect for me. You wouldn't even go to no party. I mean, no fucking room with niggas that was trying to fuck you in the first place.
Like, come on, man. Like, we know that self-explanatory. You know what niggas want to fuck you. You see them at a room and your nigga not there. Come on, man. And like, you asking for it.
And then, God forbid, but look, you don't even know these niggas. Anything could happen to you, lady. Like, what the fuck are you doing on a trip, man? By yourself?
You not telling your nigga where, like, okay, I'm at this room or something happened to you. What then? Like, man, they gonna call you up and like, man, what happened to her, man? I don't know.
I don't know. Last time we checked, nigga, she was in Texas.
In a room.
Like, what the fuck?
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm gonna say no.
We all say no. Yeah.
That's some trust. Just trust, shit, man. Though, no, man. Trust. You got. It's like trust, man. You can't find it everywhere.
Shit, you can call it a lack of insecurity or whatever the fuck y'all females call it. I don't give no fuck.
Can't trust her game, man. This is reality.
Shit, if you can't abide by the rules, man.
To me, it's a respect thing. Why you even want to go to a room without me? Like with niggas. Like if you want to like have fun and do it, you want me to be there.
Right.
Unless it's like I get it if it's like some all girls.
All girls.
That's cool. Go do your shit with your all girls. But if it's as soon as a nigga is involved, I should be involved.
I should be in. I just feel like that's right though, man. Like it's no reason, bro. You know it's about the ass throwing. Like I said, we just said liquor. Come on, man. You tell me not throwing. That's gonna follow. You gonna be just sitting there like I'm a good girl.
She said instantly. Hear her as soon as she hear niggas gonna be there. She said instantly hear her nigga up and say, oh, you wanna come to the room? Me whoop de whoop.
Whole time
I might say no anyway because a nigga don't even fuck with niggas anyway. I'm not about to be around motherfuckers. I don't, you know.
So, yeah, man, like that shit. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that it can get twisted up, man. You gotta say it gotta be real. That's what we was talking about. You gotta be real trust, man, because you can think you trust a girl. Like I said, same vibe with a nigga. You think you trust somebody, man, they doing the whole complete opposite. Trust me.
Yeah, for real. That shit crazy.
I don't know how that shit go, man. Yeah,
can't be me. But nah.
But,
man, let's get to some NBA shit, though. Who y'all got for MVP? Jokic or Shea?
I got Shea, man. It's his time, man. He got to get it this year, man. He supposed to got it last year, but we ain't gonna talk about that, man.
How many times Jokic done won that bitch? 3 times?
He won that bitch triple.
Ooh, that nigga.
He's going for the 4 ball.
This nigga just dropped 60 the other day, though.
You know what I'm saying? He got 2K stats, too. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, it's a comic book. Like, damn, that's really too. That's some shit I do in my career on 2K. Literally. You know? Yeah, like you say, Jay, like 60 points, 20 rebounds, 20 assists. Like, that's crazy. That's MVP talk right there, but man, come on, man. Joke, man. This shall be your 4th one, man. Like I said, not too many people get like 4 MVPs in a row, man. That's why he's going in a different world when he get this 4th.
If he get 4, he gonna go. That's a crazy ass stat. 4 MVPs back to back.
And it's hard to argue about it too, man. It's hard. I ain't gonna lie, man. His numbers, man.
Who you got, bro?
ain't gonna lie. I fuck with Jokic hard, bro. I can't even cap, but I gotta go with the young cat SGA, man. SGA looking. SGA. I don't know. It's something about SGA. That nigga, I fuck with that nigga game.
This is what he done, man. Like, you gotta think with that team, man. Y'all can understand. You had like a team like joke team, like his team. That's a championship team already, and they like I said, they solid. Everybody on there is solid. Like Murray, solid, man. You go to OKC, man. They just all just young and scrappy. Young, man. And he
just the head. They got like top five defenders all around that.
They do got defenders, but that's what make them. That's what I'm saying. They so young, but they work as a team, man. Like I ain't gonna lie to you. I just say he leading them, man. Cause like I said, you need Shea for that picture, man. Like I said, with the defense, they just work together as a team. But Shea add that final part to it, while them like they make them unstoppable for some reason. Yeah, how many wins they got? How many fucking wins they got? They got the most wins. Man,
they got by a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah, I don't thought so. But still, yeah, he doing all that with that young team, man. Them boys didn't make it out. I think they made out the second, but they didn't make it to the conference yet. Yeah. And he leading them like that. That's a leading.
How you think OKC gonna fit like in the playoffs? Because you know they such a young team,
OKC is 64-12.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Got like 64 games. Like they won them around that like almost last year, but 64 games with that team. Like they've got no experience like that. Like, it's hard. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like I said, averaging, like, what, ain't averaging 30?
That nigga averaging, like, 30.
Yeah, we not gonna talk like averaging 30 is simple either, man. Like, that shit is difficult. Especially with, when you the scouting report, like, you gotta average 30. You averaging 30 every night. I ain't gonna lie, man. You gotta give it to the young dog. Like, Joe, I feel like he deserve it too, but, man, we done seen it the last 2 years. So, man, we understand that's what we gonna expect to him.
I feel like, if they gonna do it, the MVP race, they probably gonna do it. Is they gonna do it how they, like, say how their team is in the standings? Is they gonna do it to like?
Yeah, that always play a factor. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me tell y'all something though. So I know stats don't mean everything, but I'm gonna read their stats off for y'all. SGA averaged 32, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic average. Let me see. This shit. Jesus Christ. This nigga Jokic averaged
29.7. That's 30, boys.
30, basically. 12.8 rebounds. And 10 assists, bro.
Shit, he averaged a triple-double every game?
This nigga averaged a triple-double, bro. A 30-point triple-double, basically.
A 30-point triple-double is some bad shit. I'm not gonna lie. That is crazy. I said it though, he had like 20 rebounds and 20 assists one game with that. Like it was a lot he had a lot of points, but I'm like, man, it's 2K. It's some shit that you can't, it's like you only see on 2K, man. That's what I'm saying. Like it's hard to like say the MVP, but if I had to go off the standards, man, just give it to Shea, man, because that's cheating right there. Shea can't compare it. Shea not that type of game. You're not gonna see Shea with 10 rebounds, 10 assists, maybe like, but this nigga, he doing that. Like you said, he doing this every game, man. It's hard to compete with that. Nobody in the league barely doing that.
I ain't gonna.
Jokic do this.
Besides, one person, Luka, maybe Jaws, a few motherfuckers, but they, come on, man.
I'm gonna be real, though, bro. I think Jokic should win it, bro. I feel like he should, but he not gonna win it because he won it last year. So they gonna give it. I feel like SGA should have won it last year.
Last year, yeah, me too.
But this year, I feel like, bro, he averaging 30, 10, and 12.
You said it. Yeah, bro, they made it so fucked up now. Like, we gotta pick Joe. Because, like, he just pressed the numbers. Like, he just spanked the numbers, man.
Like, it's like he won last year and got even better. Like, better.
Way better.
Like, because last year, he's having like 25 or something. He pushed that up to damn near 30, bro.
He was doing the same thing last year, about the same stats. Like I said, he's a little under the assists, but he still was averaging like 10 assists, though. But, man, like you said, he got better. Like, that's it's hard to say, like, not to get a nigga MVP, man. That's why I say Shea's plus got it last year, too. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that stats literally sound like my 2K player.
Literally,
bro.
2K
like,
stats. Shit, you doing 2K. Like, I'm telling you, man. Hey, play on 12 minutes, man. You averaging that. You averaging them points. Quick as hell. You on our knee play on 12 minutes, man.
Jokic come out there every night and do that shit, and this nigga don't. It's like he don't give a fuck. That nigga don't care. Yeah, he just go out there and average a triple double just easily.
Yeah, it's hard to say, man. I'm like you said, I think might as well just give it to him, man. Get on that shit because them stats hard to compare with, man. It's like it'd be fucked up not get that nigga MVP for that, because like that, if anybody did have those stats and you don't get MVP, man, I feel like I'm wrong.
Yeah, I feel like yeah.
Like man, what else you want me to do, man? Yeah, I had another 10 balls here for you,
and he's second in the West. I know SGA first by a lot, bro.
Yeah,
Denver is second in the West. It ain't even like they the fifth seed or nothing.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
That's so a hard ass debate though.
I'm saying Jokic is crazy. I think SGA gonna win it. But I ain't gonna lie. If you ask me who been a better player though, I would say yo. Even though that nigga don't play no defense, bro. That nigga offense is just too crazy.
Too crazy. It's like this shit make up for it.
Like it's like,
I feel crazy. Like only how I get now. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. They might as well give it to Big Dog. Yeah, he's worthy of four MVPs. He's not no scrub. Like I said, that's just a rare talk when you get four MVPs in a row. Not too many motherfuckers did that in the league.
Who got four MVPs in a row before?
I know Bird did it.
Kareem.
I think Kareem. Probably Kareem. I know Bird only won for real.
How many Brian got? Three or four.
But he ain't getting four in a row. We talking about this in a row.
He ain't getting them in a row. Remember, Embiid got that one.
Didn't Curry win one too?
No, not in between that time.
Joe didn't get three in a row?
It was Jokic. I think it was Jokic back-to-back, then it was Embiid.
Then Jokic won that
bitch. Then Jokic won it again.
Oh, damn. Good God.
So, yeah. But no, because remember people was calling like a petty MVP Embiid. Yeah. Niggas was saying shit like that, even though he was going crazy that year. But yeah, that's a close ass race though. Yeah, this probably the closest it's been in a while, bro.
Yeah, that's a good ass race though for sure. Who all in the MVP race? Is just them two?
Yeah, it ain't nobody else.
Yeah, nobody not really talking about Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, like these. Them two always gonna be the talk for real. Like I said, Tatum just don't get. I don't know. It's like be a weird vibe with Tatum. Like I don't even want to count him MVP. Like I don't know, man. It's just ball. Boston Celtics gonna be the Celtics, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. If I had to, he in there for sure. But man, yeah, we talking about like top three. I got to throw Donovan ahead of him, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Man, I don't even think there's no conversation. It's them two niggas. It's like them two niggas up here, all the way up here. You can't even see it on the screen. Yeah. Then the rest of y'all niggas like right here. Right like here. It's not close, bro. Yeah, it ain't no conversation, though.
My final answer is SGA, man. They got to give it to the young boy.
I'm SGA.
I want SGA to win it, but if I'm being honest, I think Jokic should win.
If he drop another 60.
I think.
If he drop another 60, though.
Yeah, that
shit might be over with. Fuck the standards. It might just be Jokic for MVP at this point.
Like I said, only how they would have to switch that, I feel like Shea would have to make an all defensive team to balance the shit out where he
like,
over.
He might make an all. They say he was a defense player. He was in the conversation. I'm like, it's no way. But
he's leading the steals though.
But that don't mean Jokic top up there in steals. Like that don't mean that. That don't mean like steals not
you
really
get,
a
you
good defender.
You get your thing of being up, leading the lead in steals, you get your award, but no, they it go half. They just half towards all defensive team.
Like, yeah, but I say like that shit.
So if he get all first defensive team, you think he still go his way then?
If he get that, that's some bullshit. SGA not that. He like the.
He say that's bullshit. He's not like that. Okay.
Because like he's like what the fourth best perimeter defender on his team?
I give him
J-Dub.
You ain't lying.
J-Dub. Caruso.
Dort,
yeah, and Casey Wallace.
Him too. Yeah, I forgot about
that. He like the fourth best perimeter. You don't want to call Chet. Like,
he's not lying though about that. Damn, you right. So
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to say I don't think he should. They might give him to him because they like giving niggas with names, the awards and shit. But I don't think he's one of the. I don't think he's an all defensive player. Bro.
Yeah, his teammates actually making all defensive before him. Yeah, I don't think. J Dub be on there. Dort for sure being on there. Like I said, they even still got Caruso. Caruso still top five defender in the league. To me.
Yeah, that nigga is that fucking headband, bro.
I can't put my finger on it, bro.
That's why I say he shouldn't be on there though, but. He's a way better defender than Jokic. That would be like the argument for me for it. Defense, because Jokic, that nigga do not play
a little
defense.
That nigga don't give a fuck. It's like,
you can't argue about the nigga off. Nigga offense is just tired.
Yeah, the nigga offense
crazy.
Just overload on the defense. So shit, really, the other people on his team really pick up on the defense for real.
You got to think them stats, man. That nigga playing point guard with them type of stats and big, man. So what you need to do is go lock somebody up, bro. I'll throw you an alley, man. Something. That's crazy. Those stats is crazy. I didn't know he was averaging 30 either. I thought he was like 27.
A 30-point triple double.
Was Giannis not in the MVP race?
Hell no.
He's been missing too many games. Damn. He on the verge of missing his all NBA.
Didn't he? He just had like a 30-point triple.
He had like 30-something.
Giannis
20.
You know, Giannis is always going to be in the top. Like Sel said, bro, it's only them two at the top of the chain. Everybody else is down here just playing around. Like I said, these niggas down here got good records, too. Like, yeah. The two I was talking about, Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum, they running shit on the East over there. But it's like, man, hey, man, if you ain't share a joke, man, you ain't getting it this year. Yeah. You ain't probably getting it next year.
It ain't close. Them niggas killing this shit, though, bro.
They boiling out, though, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Take us out, Jay.
Well, that's the first episode of the Tokyo Talk podcast, man. We doing this every week, so
multiple times a week.
So we want y'all to like listen to us like while you at work or shit, or while you driving or whatever, or while you at the crib. We want you to just listen to us, man, because we uncensored around this bitch. So we don't give no fuck about what a nigga say, what a nigga. As long as you watch the podcast, you can dislike this bitch as much as you want. You can comment all the hate comments. We don't get no fuck. Fuck you, nigga.
We still gonna drop the content, man.
We might drop a video on the nigga that's hating in the comments, nigga. Hey, fuck you, nigga.
Hey, you better chill out.
Fuck what you talking about, dog. Shit, nigga. Hey, look, though. This is the Tokyo Talk podcast, man. I'm Jalen.
Say ya.
Dev.
And we signing off, man.
We out of here. Oh.